The subject of records retention of Oregon firearms background checks came up during testimony on SB 1551 the other day, Senator Floyd Prezansky's unnecessary universal background check bill. The question comes up, what happens with a background check? And here to tell us a little more about, well, a lot more about that, is our old pal Dan Lucas. Hi, Dan.
How you doing, Bill?
Very good. Well, this is an extensive article here, so let's just dive in. What does happen with a background check?
Sure. Yeah, and you know, Rachel and I got the chance to go be at that Senate Judiciary hearing. I actually had to take the day off so I could do it. But yeah, I wanted to see what was said. I wanted to support our folks and everything. And one of the things that kept coming up was people were concerned about how long the records of these background checks would be kept. And they had somebody there from the Oregon State Police Identification Services, I think it was the director, and she said, well, the law basically says we can keep them for 5 years, but we have a policy that we only keep them for 10 days.
Okay.
And I was kind of astonished for a variety of reasons. One was Senator Dembro didn't seem to get the difference between a policy and a law. And that's a little bit scary since he's a lawmaker, but... And then I saw Harriet Stev with the Oregonian did an interview of Senator Cruz, who's one of the good guys, and he also seemed to have that same confusion because he asked Senator Cruz, he said, well, don't they just keep him for 10 days, which, I mean, so understates it and misstates it. So anyway, I decided, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and research this and then publish it so that we can get a definitive word out there. I did a lot of research and went and talked with the folks at Gun Crafters, who are awesome, super nice people, and they helped me understand a lot of the process and even shared some of the forms. So, but basically, you know, you go buy a gun and they run a background check, and you know, the only thing that got talked about in that Senate hearing was how long those records get kept by the Oregon State Police. But what I found was that's just one of three places where those records exist.
Okay, and so when you file for, now this is a background check, generally is for a concealed handgun license, right?
No, this is if you go buy a gun.
Oh, just period.
Right, you go buy a gun.
That background check.
Right, exactly. Yeah, this is for a firearms background check if you go buy a gun. So you go buy a gun.
It doesn't just go to the Oregon State Police.
You have to run a background check. You have to fill out a pretty extensive form.
Oh, yeah.
I have a link to that.
Okay.
And then the gun dealer will call the Oregon State Police and give them all that information on there. It's quite a bit. And they give you, you know, quite a bit of information on you and then quite a bit of information about the firearm you're buying.
Mm-hmm.
So then the Oregon State Police runs a background check on you, and I assume they also ran a check on the weapon, make, you know, the firearm you're buying to see if it was stolen or whatever. And then they come back and they say, yeah, it's approved, no, it's denied, you know, like if a criminal or whatever. Or they say it's pended, you know, we don't have enough information. We need the gun dealer to fax your thumbprints to us because there's too many people with the name Bill Post or whatever.
Sure.
And so, so the Oregon State Police has an electronic record then of that background check with all that information, with your name and race and sex and date of birth and place of birth, address, and how they identified you and possibly your social security number if you decide to give that, along with whatever the information on the firearm. But
can I stop you?
And then the law says the Oregon State Police can keep that up to 5 years.
All right, I want to stop you just 1 second because you touched on something real quick that bothered me the last time I purchased a gun. Why do they need to know what race I am?
Excellent question.
I mean, that, okay, I don't want to sound like a liberal here or something, but that smacks of racism to me.
I don't know. That'd be a good question for the Oregon State Police or the legislature. But yeah, nope.
It just stuck out. It stuck out like a sore thumb when I was looking at the form as you were talking just now.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So, I mean, wow.
So the Oregon State Police has that, and
right.
they can keep it by law up to 5 years.
Okay.
And the director testified, the director of the Identification Division there said, well, we only keep them 10 days by policy.
That's not true.
So I sent follow-up questions saying, okay, who can change that policy? Because, you know, policy is nothing. I mean, who's ever the head of the Oregon State Police or whoever makes that policy could change that every week. That's meaningless. And then, wow. You know, because I work in IT, I also know that it's on a computer system and they back that computer system up. So how long do they keep those backups?
Sure.
I mean, there's tons of, sorry, man, I've got follow-up questions into them.
All right.
But that's just one of the places where they keep that record. The more surprising thing, and I think, you know, gun dealers probably knew this already, but it was news to me. All those forms that you fill out when you buy a gun,
mm-hmm.
they have to keep those for 20 years.
The gun dealer.
The gun dealer has to keep those for 20 years.
Whether it's a store, at a show, or whatever.
Well, if they're an if they have a federal license, so if they're, you know, if they have an FFL, they have to keep it for 20 years.
20 years, okay.
20 years.
All right.
And right, and so that's all that information you filled out, they have to keep for 20 years.
Wow.
And then, you know, so the police, Salem Police, Kaiser Police can come in and say, hey, you know, we're conducting an investigation, and they can get access to those records if it's a valid investigation and the gun store owner agrees, or if they have a search warrant.
And they can say
they can do traces. You know, the law enforcement can initiate a trace with ATF.
Yeah.
But those records are around for 20 years.
So 19 years and 11 months ago, they could look up and see if Dan Lucas, you know, did anything with that gun, I guess.
Well, yeah, or they could, you know, pull the all my information from when I bought it.
Yeah.
And then,
okay.
And I had a question too, because, you know, is it Ollie's, the gun store
Ollie's.
Over there in East Salem?
Yeah, Ollie. Yep.
Ollie, thank
yep.
you. I know that if he hasn't already, he's planning to retire. Well, so when he retires, all of his records will get shipped to the ATF.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't either. And so, and I went and looked, they sent it to this National Tracing Center that's in West Virginia, and on the ATF website, and I got a link to it there, it says, the National Tracing Center, part of the ATF, receives an average of 1.2 million out-of-business records per month.
And they've
received several hundred million since 1968. Well, you talk about a registry.
Holy cow. They already have a registry then. They know.
Well, yeah, and that's just one of the types of records they store there.
And
there's
ATF.
All kinds of push by groups like Bloomberg and everything to automate all that so that they can build their registry faster. And,
wow.
You know, supposedly we have national laws that prevent that, but they're this appears to be kind of a backdoor effort to create a registry.
Wow. You know what? I think that's the most mind-numbing thing that I got out of this whole thing was the 20 years with the dealer was one thing, but to know that there really already is a massive registry in place.
I was surprised by that as well, Bill. I mean, first of all, exactly what you said, the 20 years, I was shocked by that. And then to find out that there's this National Tracing Center in West Virginia, and they've already got hundreds of millions of gun records.
Man, that's scary stuff. Dan Lucas again with us. This story is at OregonCatalyst.com. Look for it. Okay, now, also, so you have the gun dealer, you have the
right.
ATF, and now you have...
Yep.
The FBI?
Right. So when the Oregon State Police conduct part of their background check is they actually use the NICS system with the FBI, so then the FBI now has an electronic record of the background check. And there's tighter laws at the federal level. Like right now, the Oregon State Police can keep it up to 5 years by law. Federally, if you pass a background check, they have to get rid of all that record, all personal identification from that record before the start of the next business day.
Hmm.
So federal laws are better as far as preventing, well, at least in this system, in the NICS, you know, so lots of different fingers in the pie with the federal government.
Yeah.
But with the FBI, they're working pretty hard to make sure that they can't create a registry. And in fact, if you read in that law, it says the NICS is not to be used to establish a federal firearm registry. So that's on the left hand saying, no, we're not going to create a registry. And then on the right hand with the ATF, they're creating a registry with their record center.
Whew. Wow.
But still, I like the, this, I mean, to me, this, the federal law, as far as background checks goes, is this is better. I mean, I would like to see something like this in Oregon and say, okay, if a person passes a background check by law after 10 days or 5 days or 1 day, you have to get rid of that.
Yeah. But then again, does
right
that
now,
still
they
take
can keep it for 5 years?
But does that still take care of, like you said, you know, the backups or the you know hard drives?
Right. Well, that's the next question, and I don't know that federally or the state level. But that's the next thing is I know from work, you know, sometimes we back stuff up, but we keep it forever.
Yeah.
And so what do they? Then I've got that question into the Oregon State Police. Is okay, how often do you back up your systems, and how long do you keep those backups?
So,
because if they're there, somebody can get at them. Because down the road, and that's what's happened with some of this tracing facility, is, you know, once the government has those records, somebody down the road can change a rule, can change a law, whatever, and then they can start using that information.
So really, what Floyd Prezansky is trying to do with Senate Bill 1551 is already being done.
No, actually, I mean, somebody else thought that as well. It's not.
No.
Because what he's trying to do is say, okay, already Oregon has some of the most stringent background check requirements of any of the states. Most states, for instance, don't require that you get a background check at a gun show, but Oregon does. So what he's trying to say is, okay, if you go buy a gun at a gun dealer, you have to get a background check.
Mm-hmm.
And now in Oregon, you also, if you go buy a gun at a gun show, you have to get a background check. Mm-hmm. He's saying, Bill, if you go over to Dan's house and you sell him your, you know, Smith & Wesson 38, now he has to do a background check as well.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Right. So then, okay. And then probably, you know, if they're going to go that road, then are they going to make me keep that record for 5 years?
Or 20?
But I'd have to make you fill out, Bill. I'd have to make you fill out that whole long form, and I'd have to have something. Do I have to fingerprint? Do I have to get your thumbprints?
Yeah.
You don't just do that with nothing. You have to have some kind of a special thumb pad, and you have to have the forms, and I mean...
Or you both have to go down to the state police and do it there. I know.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it.
Right, and then do I have to keep those records for 5 years?
All right, so let me ask you this. Let's sum it up. I had somebody just email me. Bill, I read the article you linked to about gun records. I don't understand what the problem is. Three copies exist, one at the dealer, one at the FBI, one at the state police. Which of those three do you have the problem with? Can you answer that succinctly?
Yeah, any one of those can be used to create a gun registry.
Yeah.
And if you go click on those links for California and New York, they are using registries right now to do confiscation. And Kevin Sterrett brought this up in testimony. They are doing, you know, people, and then Floyd tried to, you know, act like it's a conspiracy thing. It's not. It's happening today. In California, they're confiscating, they're going back, they're basically saying, okay, well, you bought a gun 10 years ago, and since then, you know, maybe you've had mental health issues, and so now we're going to basically do a retroactive background check on you and come have the police come take your guns away if they find a problem.
Hmm.
And then in New York, they're going after the type of gun you have. So maybe it was legal to buy a gun with a 10-round, you know, magazine back when, but now with new SAFE Act, now it's not, so you better turn in your gun or we're going to come take it from you. I mean, they are you, and how do they know who has what? They have it off of a registry. So any one of these three things can be used to build a registry.
All right, dumb question
of
the
day. That's the problem with it.
Well, dumb question of the day then. Of any of these things that you looked into and you researched and everything here, is there anything here that's constitutional?
I think you could make the case that none of it is.
That's what I'm... Yeah, I mean, where in the Constitution did it say any of these things? 1 day, 5 days, 10 years, 20 years, 1 minute?
You know, and that's the thing is people... You know, we get kind of spoiled in the United States because things... We think things would go a certain way. But, you know, I was stationed in Germany, and I saw the aftermath of... That's a very civilized people, you know, with Beethoven and all that, and they went bad fast. And, you know, that's one of the reasons I was talking to Rachel the other day. The part of the reason we don't have, like, a national police force and everything reports to Washington, D.C., is to have some checks and balances. That's why our sheriffs have so much autonomy. You know, our sheriffs do not report to Barack Obama.
Right.
That's a good thing, because... Yeah. When you consolidate power, it becomes very tempting for people to abuse things, say, like the IRS.
Yeah.
And these, I mean, there's people who are pushing hard to basically, they're not going to rest until guns are gone.
Yeah, well, that's what it's all about. That's what it really
right.
is.
Right, and they do it incrementally. You know, they try to boil the frog, but that's why we got to fight them at every step because
absolutely.
They're taking away our ability to protect ourselves. You know, we don't want to be crime victims. We want to be able to hunt. We want to be able to do all these things that you can do with firearms, and we have to be constantly vigilant. And these background check records, we need to be very aware of because they can very easily be abused.
And you know, and Dan, it doesn't even matter the reason. I'm not talking to you, but I'm just saying it doesn't even matter the reason. It says the right to bear arms.
Right.
That's it. That's all. If I want to have
right.
a gun because I just want to have a gun.
It's pretty clear language, and they're doing their darndest to try and redefine reality.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not what it says.
No.
I mean, what they claim it says is not what it says.
I know.
You know, and it should not be infringed.
Yep. That's right. That is exactly right. It doesn't matter what the reason is. If I want to have a gun, I get a gun because the Constitution says so. Well, all right, Dan, I'm up against that darn clock. I've posted your link at billpost.com, and of course it's at OregonCatalyst.com, and I thank you very much for the investigative work you did into this, and I hope some people pick this up and spread it around a little bit.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Bill, and have a good President's Day.
Thank you. You too. We'll talk to you sometime soon.
Alrighty.
There you go. All right, Dan Lucas, a great article. Again, it's linked at billpost.com under On Today's Show, and it's also at Oregon Catalyst, of course, which is where he is.